Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, I'm... This is a worse thing to say as a person in my position, but I'm going to just say it. I'm desperate.
I'm so proud of you.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
The dating apps have just been a bust.
Yeah.
I can't get on Raya because I think when you try to get on Raya, you need references. And my references are Amber, who used to work here, and Aaron. And I feel, using my therapy words, that you guys have sabotaged me.
I have that not.
You, like when they ask, do you know this guy? You're like, yeah. And hard no.
I have absolutely approved.
Well, okay, so I can't, dating app's gone, Raya can't get on.
Okay, and do people know what Raya is?
I think they do.
It's, okay.
See, look, already referred, it's been issued. Anyways, I rest my case.
So I can't, so, and it's just, it's cuffing. We're in cuffing time. It's cuffing, well, I mean, we're knee deep in cuffing. It should have started before, but like, having Thanksgiving be completely like,
yeah,
it was just again like my friends, like Josh is hurt, Chad and Stacy live in Castle Rock, Mark and Alice live down here, and everybody's got their families, and it's just like and they're like, well, come down here and hang out with us, but I'm like, then I'm third wheeling it, fifth wheeling it, like it sucks, man. It sucks.
Wow.
It's and like, I could have gone over to Josh's house, but his family was there.
But you're such a people person. You're the life of the party. Like, you fit in anywhere. It seems like you would like, especially you know Chad and Stacy or whatever, and if they're with their family, well, you already know. You're not going into just a random house.
Well, okay, but...
Or you like know? On a date night in the city.
But it's
with
still...
Them.
Okay, here's a great example. Chad and Stacy, Mark and Alice. Should I be saying all their names? Doesn't matter. They really want to get together on New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's going to be awful.
Yeah.
I can't go.
Don't do it.
Right?
Why? Why is it awful?
5, 4, 3, 2.
That's when you eat grapes under the table. That's what you're supposed to do.
Is that what you really do?
I did that this year, and let me tell you, it did not work.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, if you eat grapes under the table at the countdown, it's supposed to, like, bring...
Love?
Good love into your life, and that is baloney.
You have just been, were they the wrong kind of grapes?
I don't know.
Can I just drink wine?
I thought it was just...
Oh, I should try that.
Yeah.
It would tip you off to the other single people. Everyone's under the table eating grapes, and then you could just
but that's the
have
thing.
Your pick.
There's not going to be any single... Like, it's... Like, you have couple friends, right? You understand that, like, when you go to a couple friend's house, everybody's a couple.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just, it sucks. Yeah. So this is why I'm here today. I just saw a story that says, screw dating apps, screw sitting at a bar and trying, just being that desperate. Erin was texting me one time when she went to see you DJing at Brothers.
And it's, I was just Snapchatting you too.
Yes, there's just a, and there's just a dude sitting at the bar. It's like, hey, what are you drinking? Hey, what do you do for work? And it's just like being that desperate guy sitting alone at a bar is not me. I'm never going to do that. I'm not, it's just not me.
But I could see you going out and with a group of people and hitting on someone. Like,
no,
because
then you're
the
in a group. It's,
no, that's where it's better, because then you get to vibe. Like, that happened to me. At, I went and saw another DJ perform. And
you what?
You were out of town.
You what?
You were out of town. It was at the Mockingbird. It was super fun.
Okay.
And someone hit on me there, and it was great. We're going on a date.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should try it.
No. Okay. So here's the deal. There's a story out that says classifieds are making a comeback.
Oh.
Like, people actually posting an ad in the newspaper that says, because that used to be the thing. Hey, if you like pina coladas.
I was literally just going to sing that.
That's from a...
a personal ad in the,
yes,
in the newspaper.
Yes, in the newspaper. And that,
was this letter
years,
I read?
Yeah, what?
Was this letter I read?
Oh, there you go.
It's the song.
It just came down, like, personal ads used to be like 2 pages. Then it came down to like one column of just desperate humans.
Mm.
And then, but it's coming back. It's making a comeback. People are like, ooh, I'm going old school. And so my question to you guys is, and I guess to the people listening, you can text in at 303-222-5423. Am I that far gone? Would I have more luck?
I think it depends on what you're looking for, because if you're taking out a personal ad, that to me shows like you are looking for something very serious. And if you're not, if you just want a situationship, if you just want to like get into the dating world, then I would say stick to the apps.
The apps have, I've netted zero.
With like, some help from me.
No, you did. You redid my one profile. You redid Hinge for me, I think.
Yeah. But I haven't like helped you with.
No,
matching.
I don't think it matters.
I like it. I like the idea, because I think the dating apps, everyone's on the apps. It's kind of like if you're looking for something serious, like Erin's saying, you might not go to a bar. You might go to a library, or you might go to something where you're going to meet a different type of person,
right,
who might be looking for something different than, right, someone who's drinking and just maybe wanting to hook up. And same with if you put a classified ad, well, you're going to get people who read the newspaper.
I'm having a weird epiphany right here on the radio. Okay,
a library is where they have all the books.
No, wait. But a classified ad is stupid because nobody reads the newspaper anymore. But you know what people do?
Listen to the radio.
What if I buy commercials?
Yes.
What if the first salesperson that gets to the studio right now, I'll buy a schedule. What if I buy...
You know, I've been looking at getting a sales boss. I can sign you up.
I mean, how ridiculous... Hey.
No, because it's
almost... Slacker for Slacker.
It's almost like T-Hack's hubby hookup, and it's Slacker's real hookup.
Right. Hey, would you like to sleep with me?
Yeah.
I...
No. Wait, hold on! No, I'm saying yes to the idea. I'm saying yes to the idea.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.